Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Commonwealth, may call the next witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. The Commonwealth would call Peter Capozzoli.
Put it this way, sir.
The what is that?
Oh, yeah. I'm frozen.
Thank you.
And you may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I'm going to ask you if you pull that microphone closer to you because it's going to amplify your voice and everyone will be able to hear you. Can you state your name for the record and spell your last name?
Peter Capozzoli, C-A-P-O-Z-Z-O-L-I.
And, sir, by the way, that is perfect as far as the volume. Are you familiar with Cohasset Imports?
Yes.
What is Cohasset Imports?
It's a used car dealership, sales and service.
And how are you familiar with it?
I'm the owner.
Ms. Gelman, could we have what was entered in today as Exhibit 84? Thank you, Ms. Gilman. Sir, I'm showing you it's been previously marked as Exhibit 84. Do you see at the bottom where it says Cohasset Imports?
Yes.
Where is your home in relation to Cohasset Imports?
To the right up the driveway.
And, sir, are you familiar with 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway?
Yes.
How are you familiar with it?
I own it.
And how long have you owned it?
since September 2019.
And do you see 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway in relation to this photograph that has Cohasset Imports on it?
Yes, I do.
And can you point it out for us, sir?
Right there?
In the middle, sir?
Right here?
Yeah. I can't see where your finger is.
In the middle, yes. Right.
Thank you, sir. Now, sir, is that your primary residence, 516?
No.
What do you do with that property?
I rent it.
And so, sir, are you familiar with the Walsh family?
Yes.
And how are you familiar with the Walsh family?
They were the last tenants that we rented to.
And now, when did you begin renting to the Walsh family?
I believe it was March of 22.
And what was the initial terms of the lease?
The first 6 months, I took less per month, I believe $4,800 a month to have them pay up front.
Yes, sir.
That was something they wanted.
Okay. And so, in how many months was the lease for?
The first one was 6 months.
And did you ever have to have another lease with that?
Yes.
And when was that?
So we extended it for the full $5,000 per month for another 6 months, I believe.
Now, during the course of the Walsh family at 516 Chief Justice Cushing Highway, how many times did you have the opportunity to see Anna Walsh?
Three or four times.
And how many times would you have the opportunities to see Brian Walsh?
He brought the check every month, so I would see him each month once, and then maybe another five or six times in between that.
Now, sir, do you see Mr. Walsh here today?
Yes.
Could you identify him with some article of clothing he may be wearing?
A tie with a black jacket.
Your Honor, if the record may reflect that the witness has identified the defendant.
The record will so reflect.
Sir, as far as any kind of fixes to the property or anything like that, who would perform repairs to the property?
I did.
How often did you have to do that?
Just three or four times.
What type of things would you have to fix?
The first time was a dripping faucet. I went in, figured the problem, went back, ordered some parts, got the parts, came back and fixed it.
And besides a leaky faucet, anything else that you had to fix?
One time there was a loose hinge on a hutch in the kitchen. And I came in on a Sunday morning and worked on that and corrected that.
Was anyone home when you fixed the hitch?
Yes.
Who was home?
Anna was home and the three boys.
Now, besides making those two repairs, any other significant repairs to the home?
Yes, one other one. In the middle of July, the AC stopped working. So I went over at night. Looked at it for a few hours, checked everything I could, knew what I had, knew what I didn't have. So then I had an electrician come in the morning. He showed up, I think, at 8 o'clock. And after 5 minutes, he said, "Where's the shutoff switch for the heater AC unit?" I said, "I didn't know. It was upstairs." So it was upstairs in the entryway coming in the side door, and the switch had been flipped off. That's why the AC didn't work.
All right, so pretty basic fixes.
Yes.
Now, sir, as far as the basement of the house, when you rented it, what was in the basement?
Just a few small things and a dehumidifier, maybe a small table, and two refrigerators that were not hooked up.
Now, and Ms. Gilling, if you could just take down that exhibit, thank you. In late December of 2022, what did you do as far as going away on a vacation?
I went to the Caribbean over New Year's.
And during that time, did you ever receive any calls from Mr. Brian Walsh?
Yes.
When?
I believe it was Thursday of the week that I was there, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the late afternoon time frame.
And what did, and can you tell us about the conversation? What was the conversation you had with Mr. Walsh in this phone call?
Yes. So he had asked me if I had security on my building. And I said, no, not at this time. We were still in the building process. And so I said, why? And he said, well, my wife is missing. She took an Uber this morning, or was supposed to take an Uber this morning, to go to D.C. for work. And we haven't found her, and she didn't show up in D.C.
Did he tell you what time she left?
I think in the 4 to 5 range in the morning.
Now, and you said that your building was under construction. What building was being worked on?
Cohasset Imports.
And did you tell him about any other places that might have cameras?
Yes, so next door north of me, there's a home, and I thought he might have security. So I mentioned the name and said you could check with him.
Now, sir, on the lease you had with the Walsh family, are you familiar with that lease?
Yes.
One moment. John, come in for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Capizzoli, I'm handing you a document. You recognize it?
Yes, that's the lease.
And you're on our seat, and I have this marked as the next exhibit.
Any objection? I think the next one is 96. The lease for 516 Chief Justice Hallway is in evidence as Exhibit 96.
Directing your attention to page 4 under tenant. Can you state who the tenant is of the lease and the address affixed to that?
Yes, Diana Walsh, and the address is 330 Paradise Road, apartment 1320 in Swampscott, Mass.
And, counsel, you're on court one more time?
You may.
Mr. Capizzoli, I'm handing you a photograph. Sir, do you recognize the room of that the photograph's taken in?
Yes.
Did you recognize the person in that photograph?
Well, I think it's Anna.
Okay. In the room, is it a fair and accurate depiction of the room that you recognize?
Yes.
And what room is it that you recognize?
It's the living room, or den. Yep.
The Commonwealth of Secrets has this marked as the next exhibit you're on.
Any objection? Photo is now in evidence as Exhibit 97.
Your Honor, if the Commonwealth may publish briefly.
Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Gilbert, can we have still 3? Mr. Capizzoli, how do you recognize this as the living room?
So when you walk in the front door, it's the room to the left. It's the only room that had a rug. It's the only room downstairs that has a fireplace.
You can take that down, Ms. Gilbert. Thank you. Your Honor, may I have just a moment?
Yes.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, sir, I neglected to ask you this. When you rented the home to the Walsh family, was it furnished?
Yes, partially furnished, yes.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Cross.
Sorry, Judge.
Sorry, this is in my typing mode. Go right ahead.
Okay, hello.
Hello. You were talking about the property in Cohasset, and one of the rooms we're talking about was the basement?
Yes.
Am I correct that the basement wasn't furnished?
Correct.
It wasn't properly heated?
No heat, just for what comes from the boiler, right?
Okay. And there wasn't a washer and dryer down there?
No.
There wasn't a playroom for kids?
Oh.
There wasn't a rod that was just a cement floor.
Yes.
And the basement not only had access to the house, but it also would have had access to get outside of the house?
Like a walk-through door, a regular door, yes.
You had also mentioned, I believe, Mr. Connor introduced the lease, and that lease was in Diana Walsh's name?
Yes.
And to your knowledge, that was Mr. Walsh's mother?
Yes.
And the first 6 months of the lease, that was paid in full?
Yes.
By Mrs. Walsh, Mrs. Diana Walsh?
Yes.
Okay. And was your intention to rent that property in smaller increments? Or that's just what came to you with the Walsh's investment?
That's what came to me.
Okay. And in speaking to the Walsh's, it was your understanding that the reason they were looking for short-term housing was because the family was planning to relocate to Washington, D.C.?
That's correct.
And after the 6 months, they approached to extend the lease, right?
Yes.
And what month was that, do you remember?
August or September, something in that.
2022?
Yes.
Okay. And when they first came to you to extend the lease, they only wanted to extend it for 3 months.
Yes.
And that was because their trip to D.C. was impending, was coming up.
Yes.
Okay. And your understanding was that when Mr. and Mrs. Walsh and their three young children went to D.C., that Diana Walsh might move in and take over.
Yes.
And it sounds like you didn't want to do such a short lease, so you agreed to do 6 months.
Yes.
And during those 6 months, you mentioned that Mr. Walsh would bring you the rent check, right?
Yes.
But the rent was being still paid by Diana Walsh, his mother.
Correct, yes.
And that was $5,000 a month?
Yes.
Okay. You had mentioned that you had done a couple repairs to the property as a landlord?
Yes.
And one of the things that you mentioned is there was a leaky faucet.
Yes.
And something like a leaky faucet, is that something that the Walsh's would be financially responsible to fix?
No.
Because that's just normal wear and tear of the home.
Yes.
And I think the second thing you said was there a hinge on a hutch that was loose?
Yes.
And that was something that you could just go over with a screwdriver?
I had to replace the hinge.
Mm-hmm. And is that something that was normal wear and tear, or did the Walsh's damage that and they would have to pay for it?
Probably wear and tear, but it could have opened too far and broke the hinge, not sure.
Okay.
Yep.
In the lease, or your understanding, would there be some damage that the Walsh's could have done to the home that they would have to be financially responsible for?
Yes.
So, for example, if large hole in the ceiling happened during their tenancy, you wouldn't run over there and get up on a ladder and drywall the ceiling and fix the hole yourself?
No, I wouldn't.
And that would be something that isn't regular wear and tear, right?
I would say that's not regular wear and tear, no.
Okay. So that would be something that the Walsh's would be responsible for paying for and covering?
Sure, if they actually did it, if it wasn't something that the house had control over, yes.
Okay. And you had mentioned that other than the rent check, that you would see Mr. Walsh, when you say 5 or 6 times, do you mean 5 or 6 times a month, or do you mean 5 or 6 times over the course of the lease?
Over the course of the lease, yep.
And would you ever see him with any of his three little boys?
No, not outside the house, no.
Okay. And you said you saw Anna Walsh on a couple of occasions?
Yes.
And that was with Mr. Walsh or by herself and the boys?
By herself.
Okay. Nothing further.
With the boys, I'm sorry. By herself with the boys.
By herself with the boys. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Your Honor. Nothing further.
Any redirect?
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
And the Commonwealth may call its next witness.
Right this way, sir.
You just watch your step. Right.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm very good, sir. But my first question to you is, what's your name?
Michael Kenyon, Swampscott Police Department.
And can you spell your last name for us?
K-E-N-Y-O-N.
And so you said Swampscott Police Department. What is your rank there?
I'm an officer.
And how long have you been an officer of the how long have you been with the Swampscott Police Department?
Since 2020.
Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about January 9th of 2023. Were you working that day?
Yes.
What time do you think you might have got to dispatch to 330 Paradise Road?
Sometime right around 3 o'clock.
Can you describe 330 Paradise Road for us in Swampscott?
It's an apartment complex on Paradise Road in Swampscott.
And why were you there?
I had been advised by my OIC to go up there and assist some police agencies.
And so what...
Voice up, sir, please. Just lean right into that. Oh, yeah. Phone and keep your voice up.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you pull it right to you, make it... There you go. So when you got there, what did you see?
Multiple police agencies. The Mass State Police CPAC unit was there, Mass Crime Scene, and some representatives from Swampscott CID were there.
And were they near any areas in particular at 330 Paradise Road?
Yes.
What?
They were near the trash compactor and the dumpster.
At this point in time, the Commonwealth would seek to publish what's been previously stipulated to as Exhibits 90 and 91, photographs from 330 Paradise Road.
As agreed, they're now in evidence as 90 and 91.
Ms. Gilman, can we have HAS 6436, which is Exhibit 90? Sir, do you see that?
Yes.
Is that one of the two dumpsters or compactors you had the opportunity to be near at 330 Paradise Road that day?
Yes.
Right. And Ms. Gilman, can we have Exhibit 91, HAS 6469? And sir, do you see this object?
Yes.
Is that the, what's this compared to the other receptacle you saw?
This is a trash compactor.
And so you get there, you see all these officers, and you see these two objects. What happens next?
The trash compactor and the dumpster are secured on flatbeds.
Okay. And so then what do you do?
It's advised that I was going to lead a caravan from our location to another location.
And so where was the other location you were going to go to?
At the time, it was JRM, but it's the Republic Trash Services at 300 Forest Street in Peabody.
Okay. Now, so what do you do? You've got this location in Peabody. What happens next?
So I lead the caravan from 330 Paradise Road in Swampscott to the Republic Trash Services at 300 Forest Street in Peabody. Upon arrival, I blocked traffic on Forest Street and allowed the caravan to enter the JRM or the Republic Trash Plant.
And you say the caravan. What was in the caravan?
Caravan was me leading the trash compactor and the dumpster on flatbeds behind me, and then multiple police cruisers being the state or crime scene, and then some Swampscott police unmarked.
And after those cruisers and the dumpster and the compactor went up to the trash spot, what did you do?
Secured the gate and went back to Swampscott to work my shift.
No further questions, Ron.
Any cross?
Just one.
Witness may step down. Thank you, sir.
No, I just have one question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my fault. With regards to the Exhibit 91, that trash compactor, do you have any knowledge of whether that had trash in it?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Redirect.
No, Your Honor.
The witness may step down.
Thank you.
Commonwealth may call its next witness.
The Commonwealth calls Sergeant Amy.
Wait this way. Just watch your step for me.
Good morning. And you may proceed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Yes, Amy Waterman, W-A-T-E-R-M-A-N.
And how are you employed?
I'm a sergeant with the Massachusetts State Police.
And how were you employed in January of 2023?
I was a trooper assigned to the Massachusetts State Police.
In what unit?
The Violent Fugitive Apprehension Section, which falls under the Division of Investigative Services.
And did you go to 5334 43rd Street Northwest in Washington, D.C. on January 7th of 2023?
Yes, I did.
And who did you go to that location with?
Lieutenant Michael Lopes from the Cohasset Police Department.
And do you remember approximately what time you went there on the 7th of January?
Yeah, it was approximately 11:40 a.m.
And whose home was that?
That was the home of Anna Walsh.
And did you know Anna Walsh?
No, I did not.
And why were you at her home?
We had been sent down to D.C. To search her residence there in regards to a missing person case.
Can you please describe that home?
It was a three-story brick corner unit. I would call it like a townhouse, brick townhouse.
And was there any security or Ring doorbells or anything like that when you got to that home?
No.
And how did you enter the home?
The basement level was a garage, and Lieutenant Lopes was in possession of a key, the key code combination for the door.
To the garage?
Correct.
Okay. And so did you go into the garage?
Yes.
And what observations were made of the garage?
There was several boxes of miscellaneous items, which there was some carpets that were rolled up. There was things you would find in a garage, like a wet vac. No vehicles were found. It was pretty neatly organized.
And were there any other rooms attached to the garage?
There was, through the door, there was a small room. I would call it an exercise room. There was a treadmill, a chair, and a couple other items, like a weight bench.
So, besides that garage level, what did you do next?
We opened, there was an interior door that led to a stairwell that went up to the actual apartment or the townhouse.
And were you able to get through that door?
Yes.
And did you need an additional key or code or anything to get through that?
No.
And so how did you get through that? Was it unlocked for you? Or if you know?
I believe it was, yes.
Okay. And so where did you then go?
We went up a set of stairs that led to what I would call the first floor of the townhouse. It was three residential floors. So we went up to the first floor.
And can you describe that first floor, please, for the jury?
Yes, it was a main kitchen area. There was a restroom in that area, as well as like a living area, like a seating area.
Okay. And what was the condition of the kitchen?
It was very neat and tidy. Nothing really out of place.
Did you look around?
We did.
Was there anything in the fridge?
Yeah, there was some, I don't remember exactly, but there was some food items in the fridge.
And what did you see in the rest of the area of the first, of that main floor, you said?
Again, it was neatly put together. There was some miscellaneous personal items that you would typically find in a kitchen or a living area, furniture.
So it was furnished?
Correct.
And so after looking at that kitchen floor, what did you do next?
Once we took a look at that floor, we went up, ascended up the stairs to the second floor.
And when you say we, you're talking about?
Yes, Lieutenant Lopes.
Okay.
Yes.
Was anyone else with you?
No, it was just the two of us.
Okay. So after you finished looking at the kitchen, you said you went up to the next floor?
Correct.
And what was on, and how did you get to the next floor?
We took the stairs up, and there was another interior door that opened up into a larger area.
And what did you see there?
I would describe it as a primary bedroom. Essentially, the whole floor was one big bedroom. There was, off to the left, there was maybe describe it as like an office area. There was a desk and just a couple sitting chairs. That was to the left as you went in. To the right was the bed, and there was a walk-in closet. And right before the walk-in closet, there was a door to the left, which was a bathroom.
Did you make any observations of the bed?
The bed was made. There was a couple female clothing items that were on the bed.
Did you make any observations of the closet?
The closet was full of clothing. Shoes, sunglasses, handbags, miscellaneous things.
Did you make any observations of men's clothing in the closet?
Yes, there was some men's clothing.
And what about the bathroom? Can you describe the bathroom?
Like the rest of the house, it was neat and tidy. There were personal items such as hair products and toothbrushes and soaps and things like that.
Was there another floor?
Yes, there was a third floor.
And how did you get to that floor?
We ascended up the stairs.
And what was on the third floor?
The third floor consisted of another restroom, another bathroom, and there were three smaller bedrooms.
And what observations did you make of the three smaller bedrooms?
They appeared to be rooms for children, all contained kids' furniture, all very nicely kept and neat. There were various toys and clothing that would tell us that it belonged to the children.
And how were the beds in those rooms?
They were made.
And what size were those beds, if you remember?
I don't recall.
Okay. What was the general condition of the home?
Again, very neat and tidy, well organized.
And in general, did you find any paperwork or anything in the home?
We did.
And where was that generally found?
Mostly in the kitchen.
And did you find Anna Walsh in the home?
No, we did not.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Cross-exam.
Thank you, Judge. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You've used the word neat many times.
Correct.
Because that's the way the townhouse is.
Yes.
It was well oriented.
Correct.
So you said that you found the paperwork, documents.
Yes, sir.
You used the word primarily.
So what was the question? Oh, primarily in the kitchen. Yes.
Where in the kitchen?
I don't remember exactly. I believe it was, there was a countertop with some shelves underneath it. I believe that's where it was found.
Okay. Did you, you mentioned what, I thought I heard you say, you mentioned something like a study or a desk or something in one of the,
in the primary bedroom, there was a desk.
And did you go through the drawers looking for other documents?
I don't recall if we did or not.
So when you left, did you take all the documents that you found that you thought were significant?
We took some, yes.
Okay. And how did you know what kind of documents to look for, the significance of them?
Based on the address, personal documents for travel was kind of what we were looking for.
Okay. And you said that you saw some men's clothes?
Yes.
And they were in the closet?
Yes.
There were no other men's clothes anywhere else that you can recall?
Not that I can recall.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any redirect?
No, thank you.
The witness may step down. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. The social casino.
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.